Stocks sharply higher. All three major indexes up more than 1%. This is SRN News.
During the COVID pandemic, doctors worldwide found established inexpensive medicines that saved lives. But in the U.S., Dr. Anthony Fauci and Big Pharma made millions of dollars pushing their new, expensive, and potentially dangerous COVID vaccine.
Please get vaccinated.
1,200 deaths directly related to the vaccine.
This is a gigantic experiment they were doing on the entire world's population.
In the new movie, The Real Anthony Fauci, see how they suppressed medical alternatives while they militarily enforced their vaccine for all mandate.
NIH and Dr. Fauci, they have pharmaceutical patents. Facebook is invested in the vaccines. Google is invested in the vaccines. Microsoft makes the vaccine passports.
And made millions of dollars.
It's like in The Godfather, nothing personal, strictly business, you know?
This is vaccine terrorism.
Watch the must-see movie of our lifetime, The Real Anthony Fauci. Available now at SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It's one of the most important outdoor weekends of the year, and I don't think I could deliver any better news than this. Starting with today, mostly sunny, comfortable humidity, high around 83. Partly cloudy, cool for May tonight, overnight low 59. Tomorrow's high, about 81. We'll be in the upper 70s to near 80 on Sunday. Plenty of sunshine both days. Just very comfortable. And how about this for Memorial Day Monday, with a high temperature up to about 84. Perfect day, lots of sun, very comfortable again. Well, the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
At ASC Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 4.75%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC.
1819 News.
A bill that proposes a change to the Alabama Constitution to allow for gambling in Greene County has passed the Alabama Senate. The vote was 24-0 to legalize historical horse racing gambling machines. Senate Minority Leader Bobby Singleton sponsored the bill and describes it as a local bill that is based on an industry in that area that already exists and is regulated by a local commission. The bill now heads over to the Alabama House for consideration. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
A lot of people ask me, what can I do to actually make a difference in D.C. and my state government? Well, I use Quick Letter, K-W-I-K Letter. It seems simple, but the tried and true method to get their attention is by writing a real letter. I use the Quick Letter app for my phone to write all my representatives a real letter in a matter of minutes. Quick Letter automatically determines your representatives. You write or dictate a letter on your phone, then tap the name of every representative you want to receive that letter. Quick Letter handles the rest. Go to quickletter.com or download the Quick Letter app today.
An Alabama man will not be retried for murder in the hot car death of his son. Last year, the Supreme Court of Georgia overturned the murder conviction of Justin Ross Harris for the death of his son Cooper in 2014. The Cobb County District Attorney has now released a statement saying that although the office disagrees with the court ruling, they are bound by its decision and the fact that crucial motive evidence used to convict Harris in 2016 is now no longer admissible should a retrial take place. Harris remains convicted for criminal exploitation of children for his involvement with a 16-year-old female. Dothan police are now confirming that a missing teen and her toddler son have been located in the state of South Carolina. 16-year-old Jada Butler and her 11-month-old son, Kyson, were reported missing earlier this week. They have since been located at a family member's house in the other state. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
I know where I'm going. You're gonna wanna come too. Down to Mama's Produce, where there's something for you. Something for you.
Hey, y'all, this is Tammy.
And Moo Mammy.
At Mama's Produce. Y'all come on down and see us. We've got tomatoes, watermelon, ice cream, all sorts of stuff for you this summer. So check us out on Facebook.
And you'll know where you're going to.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for... for Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Are behaving the way a superpower ought to be.
Well, our behavior has produced some crappy results.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
After damning politicians uphill and down dale for many years as rogues, vagabonds, frauds, and scoundrels, I sometimes suspect that, like everyone else, I often expect too much of them. In politics, man must learn to rise above principle.
You know, they used to say Abraham Lincoln got the worst press. I said, there's no way he got worse than me.
And Neil Smith, an old butt buddy, are you here, Neil? Neil, I miss you, man. I miss you.
This afternoon, we've seen a whole lot of table banging.
I like to do it at night. People aren't around.
Stop playing with it.
Is that how you conduct yourself in a democracy?
Joey Clark.
Welcome into News and Views on a Friday for big Memorial Day weekend. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader in the house.
In the house.
As is Dr. Stuart Tankersley right across the desk from me. How you doing, Doc?
Doing great. Thank you for having me.
And there's so many ways we could begin today. And I wanted to start, though, with this clip. I just saw this morning. I think it's actually a little older, but it's appropriate for the times and appropriate for Memorial Day coming up. This is a congressman.
The last time each of you had walked through Arlington Cemetery.
Congressman, I was just there last week.
I walk through there almost every day. I live in that area. And
2 years ago.
Congressman, I used to be the chief of staff to the Army Service. Then you could all answer this question very easily. How is our headstones aligned? Are they in rows by race or by gender or by what their religious belief is or their sexual orientation?
Some of them are done by religious belief. Those Jewish service members have a different tombstone than a cross. But they are aligned diagonally and make sure they're aligned as in formation.
But is it aligned by their race or by their genders? It's not. I'll help you with that. It's aligned by who you were fighting and who you died beside, what battlefield that you fell on, what ultimate sacrifice that you made for this nation. Now, that seems like a really positive thing whenever you talk about the fact that they didn't look at who it was that I was next to that I died, but the fact that we were all fighting the same fight, because at the end of the day, we all bled green. Kind of the military I came from, where we believed in increased lethality and readiness and not CRT, DEI, and pronouns. But as I said before, Mr. Cisneros, we absolutely, 150%, can out-pronoun every single one of our adversaries. And China and Russia, I'm sure, are quaking in their boots over this.
But I think it brings home the more important things. And, of course, Memorial Day is about those who died serving or succumbed to injuries after what happened there in service. And it's a nice reminder with also a little dig at all the absurdity that's going on across the country, including within the Pentagon. And, that's part of your background, Doc. When you see sort of the... Do you think people are taking the eye off the ball, especially the top brass?
I don't know what they're thinking. I don't know what they're thinking in the DOD. I don't know what they're thinking in DOJ, the White House, the State Health Department, certainly the Republican Party in Alabama, the mayor's office here in Montgomery. I don't know what they're thinking because it's clearly not goal-oriented that's beneficial for all.
Yeah, I hear you. And, it's like the politics is kind of ripping us apart. And if we don't have – it's a weird thing when Americans don't seem to have a big – bad enemy across, the world, somewhere else, some foreign power.
Right.
We seem to tear each other apart, but it's getting even worse. I want to start today. Both Dr. Tankersley and myself, you wrote two, along with, I believe, Jordan Vaughn.
I did, yeah.
And I put one out this week, too, at 1819 News. Op-eds on this whole state health officer issue and how the state health officer should only be in an advisory role. At least that was my angle. And you laid out a huge case of what Scott Harris in particular did wrong.
Yeah, you pointed it out last week in what he had said back in March, and it's exactly right. Now, I wish you would have adhered to it. And the analogy I told a high-ranking executive and legislator in our state back in 2020 is, you got to remember, use this analogy. What would have happened if the command surgeon for Eisenhower on June the 4th had gone to him and said, sir, it looks like in our assessments too many men are going to be injured or killed, and this is an appropriate thing for Memorial Day weekend to consider. What would have Ike's response been to his commander, to his command surgeon telling him to nix the whole operation? I think appropriately he would have responded with two comments. One is, who is your replacement? And number two is, you're on the first wave in.
Yep.
Because the doctors, we are advisors. In the military, I had an example of it. A young, wonderful young soldier who was unfortunately shot his foot off in a hunting accident. And according to the regs, this guy goes. He's got to go out of the military. But he had 2 years remaining on his contract, and the commander said, nope, he's staying. Well, that's, you know, that's the situation. He was a useful asset to us.
Right.
20 years ago, I was told by a high-ranking guy that it cost our country $250,000 to train an infantryman for his first year, to get him into the fight. And the doctor, we are one of his many advisors. We don't get to we don't get to run the whole show.
Right.
There would never be a war, I guess, if, nobody would ever fight under, everybody would play by the same rules, right. I'm sure. And, but this is just ridiculous what he has done to our state. Make no bones about it. He has been in the driver's seat of this because none of the political leaders have been willing to challenge him. And they've let him run roughshod over our state. But he's just been a mouthpiece for the CDC, FDA, intel agencies for the military, for our country. And he has gone, he's never bucked any of their advice. And then you look to the south at Dr. Lapido of Florida, who is he's a doctor, and he's also got his master's in public health from Harvard. Brilliant guy. And he wrote on March the 10th a scathing rebuke to the FDA and CDC directors, saying, y'all don't go by the facts. Here in Florida, we seek the truth, and y'all don't. It was a powerful ending statement. Hey, Scott. And so this is all just, this was all avoidable.
Right.
All avoidable.
Well, and it makes me think, what if Eisenhower or anybody else who's running, a military operation, or say you're running a state and you're the chief executive officer, what would that be in the state of Alabama? Oh, the governor, I believe. And if you're the governor and all of a sudden you're like, I don't know, epidemiology, I don't know what. So it almost seems, is it cowardice or is it, I'm trying to explain, why would the political, it's not just KIV, it is other many leaders in the state. Why would they be so deferential when especially a lot of the data and other arguments were coming out through the course of this thing?
Yeah, that's the $64,000 question. How did we get here? Mm-hmm. And that's what our articles dealt with this week in 1819 News on Monday and Tuesday. It basically boils down to, we're never going to get out of this mess. We're never going to get out of the traps that they've set for us until we have new leadership that is willing to not cover their own backsides and do an honest evaluation, because they have clearly disregarded the science in several, in the article on Tuesday. I list several of them with the references for people, anybody can go look at. And I'd beg the people that are trained physicians, scientists, to take pause and evaluate the evidence.
Right.
And there's no refuting that we have failed and failed bigly.
Now, I was telling you off air, we had a caller who he's been calling for years, and he is himself a Democrat. Like, he makes no bones about it, and I respect the guy, even though we disagree. But he was saying, because we were having a conversation about RFK Jr., mm-hmm. and how this is like the first Democrat in my lifetime where I'm like, I might vote for this guy.
Right.
Joe, who called up, and again, I respect Joe's opinion. I think he's right about this. There are a lot of Democrats who won't vote for RFK Jr. because of his vaccine conspiracies and other conspiracies that he throws out there. And I think there are a lot of Democrats who watch ABC, CBS, NBC, and they think, yeah, what a kook.
Right.
But when it comes to the vaccines, I mean, where does your mind go when you're told you're just a conspiracy theorist on this stuff?
Well, I mean, there are several places to go, but I think the conspiracy stuff, Elon Musk summed it up well in January of this year, when he summed all these conspiracy theories. Looks like they've all been true. The evidence for the vaccine, this is a very simple question. If we've known that the spike protein, there are 29 proteins that make up the SARS-2 virus, and a patient this morning thought it was interesting. He didn't know this, so backing up a minute. COVID, C-O-V-I-D, stands for coronavirus disease, right? And so not everybody that gets infected gets a disease, gets symptomatic from it because they have prior immunity to other coronaviruses. And so, but people that get sick from it, why do they get sick? They get sick because of the 29 proteins on this virus. One of them, only one of them, is toxic by itself, and that's called the spike protein. So why in the world would we ever give ourselves instructions, inject ourselves with the instructions for our body now to produce a known toxin, and at much higher volume than that than we are exposed to when we get sick from the virus itself? It's unanswerable. There's no logical answer to that simple question, starting point.
Well, and as the time has gone on, y'all are using, whether it's Concerned Doctors of Alabama or somebody like a Robert Malone or Peter McCullough or yourself, you're using the government's own data often, like the VAERS reporting system.
And sure. So a month ago, this week, we were published in a major journal, Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, been around 75 years, and we looked at just looking once again at their data, and we looked at the VAERS system, and we cross-referenced it with over 30 different systems in the world, and we looked at the data from these shots, and we compared them to 282 months of the flu shot, because it was approved in 97. So we looked at those two, the flu versus the COVID shot. And historically, before the insanity of 2020 was foisted upon us, we looked at the evidence, and if historically, if there was a doubling of a signal, if there was twice the alarm of any symptom or any disease that develops from the above the flu shot, you stop the program, you evaluate. Because we have always been super cautious with pregnant women. Mm-hmm. And so we compared the data, their data, and we looked at 18 different metrics. The first one just dealing with women. The other two, 17, looked at the OB, the pregnancy-related stuff. And menstrual abnormalities was a almost 1,200-fold, that's 120,000% increase in menstrual abnormalities of the COVID shot versus the the flu shot. That is astronomical. I mean, that's crazy. And then you look at the miscarriage rate, 57-fold, that's a 5,700% increase. 36 and miscarriage is below 20 weeks pregnancy. 20 weeks and after is intrauterine death. And then you have a 36-fold increased risk in intrauterine death. Took a lot of work to put all this together. But the point is that it's their data we used. We didn't come up with it.
Well, and then trying to explain why did the regime or the establishment take the approach they did. In some ways, I think you could say that fear. They're freaking out, and they're like, we got to figure this thing out quickly. I think some of it also was just bureaucratic incompetence. I'm remembering back to when they were trying to roll out tests quickly, when it first was hitting Washington State. And there are all sorts of private labs, correct me if I'm wrong, like, we could do this, we could do our own tests. CDC says, no. We need one that comes from us, and the one they pushed out didn't even work. Right. So you get little things like that. But there's also this aspect of the cozy relationship between the FDA and Big Pharma. And so the other day, my grandfather asked me, well, Joe, what would you have done, you know, in hindsight? And my answer was pretty much, I would have, you know, he's 86 right now. I'd be like, folks who are most vulnerable, okay, stay home.
Right.
Those who are sick, we'll quarantine and we'll treat you. But we would also look for the swiftest prophylactics, number one. That would be better if you don't ever get sick in the first place, or something that could treat the disease at a cost-effective way, and you could do it quickly. But that's not what we got.
No way.
At all.
We kind of did the opposite.
We did the exact opposite. They intentionally silenced and suppressed and penalized and went after people that mm-hmm. told the truth about the scientific evidence, because we've known since, the simplest one is to look at prior immunity. Do we get immunity built into mm-hmm. us? Does immunity work? You know, things like that we've known for centuries does. In 2019, there was an article in Nature Journal, which is a major journal, showing that people that had been infected with in 2002, 2003 with the original SARS, 17 years later, they still had robust protection. Well, that's not surprising. It shouldn't be to Dr. Harris, who is an infectious disease expert. It shouldn't be surprising to any physician. But they immediately said it doesn't work. Nope, you can't. You can't depend on that. And I mean, every decision they went through was programmed. And in the military, this is a kind of a strategy thing that we're looking at in going after these people, like several lawyers are doing in bringing these cases. One of the things is, in a military planning operation, in a military command structure, there's the first guy, the one is the personnel, two is the intel, three is operations, four is logistics, and five is his planner. His planner is the guy that looks around the corner, helps him see, kind of develop, because it never goes, a battle never goes as planned.
Right.
So you got to adjust. Well, it's clear that the people in charge of this stuff have never had a planner in the room because they had an agenda and they were going to play that agenda to the end.
Right.
They never adjusted.
Right.
And that's where, to me, and this is why I wrote about this topic of the state health officer in the way I did, because I don't know Scott Harris. I think you have a little bit of a history with him. You've known him a while. He's a smart guy.
Yeah,
he is an infectious disease expert.
Right.
And so it became, to me, very clearly a political thing. This is not about the best possible medical response. This becomes about how can we keep a consistent message so there's no panic and we can have an effective campaign and convince the public. But in today's, in our day and age, you can see through that stuff pretty quickly, and thus the extra suppression. And just to tie this together, they were going for a lot of these new, whether it's the vaccine or other treatments, emergency use authorization. It's true that they could not have gotten that if, say, something like ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine or anything else, zinc, vitamin D, the whole thing. Like, they couldn't have gotten that emergency use authorization, right?
No, they couldn't, and they couldn't maintain it either. So they couldn't ever allow for it to be appropriate, known to be recognized as treatment, because then they lose all these billions of dollars. And pharma has captured the FDA. And Robert Kennedy Jr. Has written extensively about this, especially in his book, The Real Anthony Fauci, who to me is the biggest criminal in American history.
Amen.
But the evidence is there. It's not my...
the evidence is clear.
Right.
And then at the end of the day, when you're making decisions about can people go to work, can they go to church, can they say what they want in open public spaces, especially on the internet, those are all very political, fundamentally political decisions. That has nothing to do with medical science, in my humble opinion.
Not only that, but the preachers, priests, and rabbis in the country allowed for it by being paid off.
Right.
And they bought hook, line, and sinker into this, and they made money from it. It's just an astonishing reality that we are stuck with. And it's, to me, the fundamental issue. And then secondarily is the doctor's failure and their scientific obligations.
Now, what you're calling for is for Scott Harris in particular to be fired, but also the structural change would need to be made to where the state health officer would serve at the pleasure of the governor.
Yeah, sure. Backing up, so what Scott Harris said up at the Social Justice Symposium at UAB a week and a half ago was shocking. Why he would enter into that dialogue is crazy to begin with. But then when he said that he is appalled and outraged because because we don't want to mutilate children in this state for financial gain and perverse reasons in these sex change surgeries of children, just an unbelievable sad indictment of the soul of these people. But then he also said, if you don't support Medicaid expansion, you're a racist. We can't afford Medicaid expansion. That's the answer. And then he said something about ESG. He was appalled that we were passing laws against ESG. Then he's revealed his heart, and he has to be addressed. We have to know who has this level of authority with no accountability, because it's very deceptive on their website. If you go to the ADPH website, you pull up their organizational chart, and up at the top it has the state of Alabama, then the Board of Public Health, and then something else, and then Scott Harris. There's no oversight with the state of Alabama for what goes on in ADPH. And that's what Senator Gavan is now well apprised of and understands. And I'm so glad that more and more people are becoming aware of how this whole catastrophe, how they had so much authority to do what they did, because this has been under the radar of people that have been responsible for
now,
them.
Last I looked, Senator Gavan was very hopeful, and he saw, especially after those comments from Dr. Harris, he saw momentum gaining. Though, we're running out of days in the session.
Right.
And, I mean, they're doing a lot of stuff at the last second. I think they're past midnight arguing about the ETF and the general funds. But they did yesterday, last night, they approved $11.6 billion for the education budget. Then also the general fund budget does, in fact, include that World Games bailout, $25 million for the Montgomery Whitewater Park, and a few other goodies there at the last moment.
A waste.
So, but I have not, I was checking today, I have not seen if they've moved on changing this up with the state health officer. And it's frustrating. It looks like the House did pass a grocery cut, that 2% cut indexed over a few years. Even that is not enough for me, but it looks like Will Ainsworth was saying he'll be on next Thursday as they're closing out the session. Said they're going to pass that in the Senate next week.
About rebate checks.
Yeah, that was also thrown in there.
You got to get $150, Joey. You've overpaid by $150.
What should I use with my $200?
Whitewater rat.
There you go, Joey.
I could go whitewater. Right. Thank you,
put
Sky.
It back in the system.
I appreciate that. Whitewater rafting.
Good sport.
You know, I've been working out. I could get the arms going.
Sure. It looks pretty challenging. I've seen a lot of videos out on Facebook. It actually looks very challenging.
Oh, my goodness.
Not quite the lazy river I think some people think they were going to get.
Oh, and then before we hit the break, and we do have to hit this break, do you ever go to Midtown Pizza Kitchen, Doc?
Oh, it's wonderful.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's a great place.
And
great,
that's where Jack Campbell and I usually hold court, or Jack Campbell holds court, and I just sit there and watch and laugh. And it's one of our favorite spots. It's close to Jack's house. We know all the servers there. We cut up with them. Like, they've become friends.
Right.
And I woke up this morning and saw on Facebook, I don't know if you saw this, Doc, somebody smashed the door there at Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
Well, overnight.
And I don't know exactly what they stole, but Midtown was saying, hey, we're going to open a little late, but we won't be deterred. But that door, the glass is smashed. Somebody went in there overnight. And it's just like, can we not have anything nice in Montgomery?
No.
Without somebody screwing things up. That's just miserable to see. And when we're about, because they won't give the exact numbers, 190 officers short. I'll leave it. Maybe it's less, maybe it's more. That might suggest why there's a problem going on. And
right.
One other angle to this, I got a text from the mayor's campaign, not from Mayor Stephen Reed himself, but from these automated things being put out by the campaign. I believe they said something like homicides are down 15% and crime overall is down 20%.
Well, if you don't report it. Yeah.
That's exactly the point.
Yeah.
Because you recently, on one of your properties, had what, a washer and dryer stolen?
We had appliances stolen, yeah.
Hmm.
And we could not get, we got a little bit of help from Montgomery Police Department, but then when we asked for a little bit extra, hey, could you force the, or just ask the Neighborhood Association to give us the tape so we could confirm who we know already stole it? No. We don't have any interest in pursuing that.
And it really took a lot of effort for you to get them to even report this.
Yeah. Yeah, so you nail it when they don't report it. And not only that, a lot of citizens are so fed up, they don't report it either.
Right.
They don't, because they know they don't want,
out of frustration or
to deal with the BS.
Or fear.
Right.
Retaliation, yeah. These sorts of things. There's a lot of that going on. So, hopefully the numbers are going down. I just don't buy it when you see story after story.
Well, not only that, the last one that I was involved with, it took them an hour and a half to come out.
Hmm.
Hour and a half. Because we don't have any cops. And the guy literally came from one place to, I mean, not like he was out eating donuts. He literally came from one to me, took care of me as quick as he could, and he had a next one going.
Right.
It's worth saying this because we love our city.
Yes.
We're not hating on our city.
Not at all. No. We need to see something better. And I don't think, I don't know if we're doing all we can do to get more police force in here. I just don't think we're doing all we can do.
Oh, well, we'll see. But we do have to hit this break before we do. This part of the program brought to you by Sweet Creek Farm Market. We are doing the $60 gift card drawing in the 2 o'clock hour of the normal drawing we every Friday. But we've got something special going on this week, right, Scott?
Yes, we do. A very generous listener is donating a Boston butt from Sweet Creek to a military family in honor of Memorial Day.
So in the beginning of the 1 o'clock hour,
sounds
we'll be doing a little bit of a...
Yeah.
caller number, yada, yada, yada. But you got to be a military family. And,
don't call yet.
It would be nice to actually, as you call in and try to win that Boston butt, give honor to somebody in your family who served and tell their story a little bit. Excellent. So we'll be doing that in the 1 o'clock hour. But Sweet Creek just got it going on.
Yes, they do.
Especially for something like a Memorial Day weekend. You want to get out of the house and take the kids out there. It's a great family-friendly atmosphere with all the goats and chickens running around. You might even get a peacock sighting.
That's right.
Peacock's still out there. And, of course, it's a great place to shop for all sorts of Alabama-made goods, that grocery shopping, or it's a great place to go get lunch or dinner. And those fall-of-the-bone ribs are second to none, as is the smoked chicken. And, of course, with Sweet Creek, you got to talk about the sweets.
You got to, Joey.
The homemade ice cream, the hubcap cookies bigger than Eddie's face.
Big cakes and pies. You know, how come nobody's brought us one of those? You guys drive by there regularly. Why can't y'all stop in and get one?
I think Reed Ingram is understanding that once, it's kind of like an all-you-can-eat buffet. Like, once he starts bringing stuff by, especially to you.
Good point, Joey.
Like,
good point.
You know. So y'all check out Sweet Creek today. They really are great folks out there, and the people working there have incredible courtesy and service, and well,
a wonderful atmosphere.
Yeah,
great institution out there off 231 South, just a few miles past Taylor Road. And be sure to find Reed and Karen Ingram when you stop by and tell them you heard about them here on News and Views Afternoon. We'll be back after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. Whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Is your cell phone or iPad cracked, broken, or not working right? Don't let the big carrier stores sucker you into a new $1,100 device. Let XI Repair fix your device today. XI Repair fixes cell phones, computers, laptops, iPads, game consoles, drones, and more. Their certified technicians fix hundreds of devices every day. When your device needs care, call XI Repair, 334-777-1234, or Google XI Repair.
Hello, hello. This is Christina, and as the managing partner of the all-new Lexus of Montgomery, I couldn't be more excited to welcome you to our dealership. Our team is dedicated to providing the ultimate luxury car buying experience. We are committed to making luxury affordable for everyone in the community. We understand that owning a luxury car may seem like a dream that's out of reach, but we're here to change that. Everyone deserves to experience the joy of driving a Lexus. And with our wide range of finance offers, we can make it a reality. Our grand opening event is a perfect opportunity for you to see for yourself why Lexus is the number one luxury car brand in the River region. As managing partner, I take pride that we are not just a new dealership, but an active member of the community. Come see us. We have the perfect Lexus for you. This is Christina, and I want to sell you a car. Come visit the all-new Lexus of Montgomery today or shop online at LexusMontgomery.com.
This is your roving reporter, and today I'm talking with a famous broadcaster.
Hey, man, what's happening?
Now, I understand you radio people move a lot. Is that correct?
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, how does this affect your taking care of your retirement money?
Oh, man, I don't give that a second thought because my buddy David Ernest, he's my money man.
Your money man?
With the money plan.
I see.
So no matter where I go up and down the dial, David has my back, you know?
I'll bet you know some phone numbers our listeners could call to talk with David Ernest.
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
And he has a website at retirewithernest.com.
Hey, you're on top of it today, man.
I also understand that you hold some sort of a record in broadcasting.
Yes. I was the first person to put together a show with myself, a duck, a chicken, and a goose. But it didn't last long. We got taken off the air.
Why were you taken off the air?
Too much foul language, man.
Oh, my.
So I wasn't crazy about that one myself.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I have a personal stylist, and you can too. My Stitch Fix online stylist really gets me. I share my style, size, and budget, and they do the shopping. How I want, when I want. Updating my wardrobe with Stitch Fix is so easy. My stylist sends me the most amazing pieces, unique brands and styles I would have never tried on my own. I keep what I love and send back the rest. No subscription required. No commitment. Just my style. Stitch Fix. Get started today at stitchfix.com/radio.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views. Afternoon. This is part of the program brought to you by Bath Innovations of Alabama. And there at Bath Innovations of Alabama, Brad McDowell and his team are ready to help you. Whether you're looking to do, say, a full remodel, and they've got this new ABS acrylic shower system. They're these high-strength polymer panels, similar to the thing you might see on a modern car bumper. Mm-hmm. So it's easy to mold, it's very durable, and easy to clean. But what they can do is emboss onto that panel a 4K image of any type of stone you might like. So it looks like, hey, you got a full walk-in marble shower.
Beautiful.
But you don't have the same cost as actual marble, and it's a lot easier to clean and maintain. You can even get, like, tile grout patterns. Right. What did you say you liked the other day, Eddie?
Subway tile.
Subway tile, that's what you prefer? Yep. I think I'm more of a herringbone guy.
I can see that. I can see that. Yeah, the nice thing is, when you do this, you'll never have dirty grout.
Exactly.
So no drought to clean.
This is like, go to bathinnovations.com. Look at these showers. Look at these bathroom remodels. They do great work there. Now, maybe you're thinking about mom or dad. They're getting up there in age. Well, they have aging in place solutions for seniors, as well as those with disabilities and accessibility concerns for other reasons. They have solutions such as conversions, like a bathtub to a walk-in shower, or even a walk-in bathtub, shower seats, safety bar railings. They can install all of that for you. And, of course, they can help you out on any budget. It might be just, hey, my bathtub's chipped. Hey, my sink is all discolored, and I can't get that one spot up. I want to upgrade a little bit. They can help you wherever your price point might be. So check them out today. Actually, call them up and make an appointment for a consultation at 271-2723. That's 271-2723. Or just stop by there, 2331 Eastern Boulevard, right here in Montgomery. And be sure to tell Brad and the team there at Bath Innovations of Alabama that Joey from News and Views sent you. Again, we have Dr. Stuart Tankersley here in the studio. Alongside, we got Eddie and Sky. We got a full house.
Yeah, we do.
Folks. So, I mean, as we're talking off air, I'll make this more general, Doc. More I learn about the state of Alabama. Like, I loved politics for a long time. I love political philosophy, theory. The federal government's always, there's a lot of glitz and glam, plenty to look at, a lot of meat on the bones there. But I've always stayed away from Montgomery and Alabama politics in general. And it was just a sense. I didn't know anything. It was just a sense of, this isn't worth my time. It's become worth my time, and as I learn more, I'm like, this is worse than I thought.
Your instincts were correct.
Right, and it's not, sometimes it's just general incompetence, or people don't know about the latest topic, whatever, you can forgive people for that, but when it's like a lot of backroom dealing, when it's a lot of, you know, who knows who, what fraternity did you go to, these sorts of things, you start to see why we have so many daggum problems in this state, across the board, really.
Yeah, and it always boils down, I guess, in a way to the fundamental principles, morals of a culture, but also leadership. And I would like to have asked the leaders, you know, whether it's the governor or the lieutenant governor or the Speaker of the House or what's his name, Ledbetter or
Stat Hagen,
Regan, Reed, or any of these leaders, what would be your priorities going into the session, and then hold them to account for it. And, of course, the guy that's never mentioned is the chairman of the Republican Party, John Wall. Leaders, how many times have you heard of, and I remember growing up listening to Bear Bryant and Sugar Jordan, when their teams didn't perform, it was my fault.
Right.
When the teams perform well, it was the boys get the credit.
Right.
I don't think these people understand what leadership is.
Right. And then to bring in another military analogy, at least historical one, at least from what I've read, you do have problems sometimes, especially when it's leadership by committee. So you have, say, a bunch of joint chiefs. You have a bunch of generals, admirals in the room. And these folks got to those positions because of certain skill set, not just their military knowledge, but they know to work the system. They're sensitive to the political type of people. They got there for a good reason. But you can see, even all the way back to World War II, these very competent managers, and Ike was one, and Ike was an amazing American. He's up there. He might one day be on Mount Rushmore if we ever add to it or change it up. But whether it was Ike or everybody else on the general staff there, they did not like people like, say, General Patton. They did not like people, say, like General MacArthur, because these guys, number one, could not be questioned about their just courage, bravery, and competence. And but the fact that they would always step out of the conventional wisdom, like I think at one point they literally didn't give Patton gas right. for his tank so he couldn't keep going because he's moving too damn fast. He's too good at this. I mean, I'm sure you've seen this in your line of work and especially dealing with the government, to where if you are the one person there in a group of everybody else who's a competent manager, then they tend not to like visionaries or people that are stepping out of the conventional wisdom.
Yeah, I think that leadership, you know, Commander, the book by Mad Dog Mattis that came out, Call Sign Chaos, that came out a few years ago, he talks about this pretty well in detail, that a commander at the division and higher levels has different personalities in different divisions under him, for example. And in certain situations, you want to put the mad dog in front. In certain situations, you want to put the engineer cautious guy in front. You need different potentials available to you. But you don't always have a bunch of yes men, because that is not going to help you understand how to adjust to different challenges that are guaranteed to pop up. And so it's just amazing that leadership, you know it when you see it and you experience it, but I just wonder, when are we going to experience it here? And I think that Governor Riley did a good job in a lot of ways of demonstrating it, and Bob James did. Certainly Siegelman didn't, but and sad that Governor Bentley had a two-year community college failout, dropout girlfriend running the state. But, you know, that's the reality of things, that we can avoid problems with good leadership.
Right. Well, my most charitable, and I don't necessarily need to be this charitable, my most charitable critique of the state of Alabama, the state government, is that we are run by a bunch of, you know, mediocre managers. Like, they're not bad people necessarily. They just kind of know where everything is, and they kind of like it how it is. Why rock the boat too much? But when I look at where everything is, like, one stat I keep saying is, like, half the kids in this damn state can't read. Like, that's a big problem. Yep. And yet we just, what, $11.6 billion just got passed after midnight last night for the Education Trust Fund?
$25 million to the water park. Oh, yeah. Where'd that money come
from?
Well,
they put in, they took that out of the general fund, because it's not like the court system's hurting at all.
Yeah, and COVID showed the heart of the education unions, because they do not care about the kids' right. education. It's not just because of the failures of they're so obvious in all these tests, but also they are completely unwilling to be challenged in their authorities by donating to the Republicans, who seemingly, a lot of them apparently, want their money enough to sell our kids down the river. But, you know, if John Wall and the other people that were in charge of the Republican Party would hold these people to account, we wouldn't have the problems.
Right. Well, and it seems like the Republican Party's got to get wise to, part of the game is you have to play the game. So if the AEA, right. with their A-vote pack, has all the money that they're giving around, you've got to have your own piggy bank. You've got to, I think, play this game in a way to where that person who's on the fence, who's new, who's desperate for money so he can run the next campaign, make his choice easy to where he doesn't have to go with some of these other interests in the state. And I think John Wall could definitely get on that as chairman of the party. And there are a lot of ways we can go about this, but I think the number one way is you continue to talk about it in public, and not just as a radio show, but 1819 News has really emboldened me, I'll put it that way, that, yeah, you should get interested in Alabama politics. We can make things better here. And here's the good news. When you do, and I'm sure you've seen this, Doc, when you deal with folks around here, there are some corrupt people, no doubt. But everybody, I think, generally wants good things, wants good outcomes, right?
Well, I'm not sure John Merrill ever qualified for that. But I think, and this is just my opinion, that the most important political figure in our state is Wes Allen. Mm. If we can get these elections to be honest and upright, and one vote counts for one man, one woman gets one vote, I think that this state will rapidly turn around for the better.
Amen. Let's go to Soldier Boy for the break. Hey, Soldier Boy.
Hey, I just want to let you all know, I'm not a doctor, but I play one, and I stayed at a Holiday Inn last night.
Well, join the club. It seems like a lot of people have done that.
Right.
Holiday Express at Inn. Hey, let me ask you a question to your guest, a couple questions, okay?
Sure.
First question is, about COVID you were talking about. I try to tell and explain people, I deal with facts. I don't deal with opinions.
Good.
You know, if I don't know the facts, I'm not going to talk about it because that's nothing but rumors.
Good.
Okay?
Good.
The first thing is it true that 85% of the people that passed away that had COVID and got COVID died of pre-existing conditions?
Well, there was a study that came out yesterday from Israel that showed there was zero people in Israel who died under the age of 50 without comorbidities.
And, isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I had this one lady one time. She was a heavyweight smoking lady, and she got mad at me because I didn't have my mask on. And I keep myself in shape. You know what I'm talking about, brother?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. And she got onto me. She says, "You're going to die. You're going to kill other people." I said, "Ma'am, you need to worry about your high blood pressure, your obesity, and your lungs and your cancer from smoking. Don't worry about me. You're the first to go."
This was the golden opportunity for the Parks Department in our state to make a ton of money and promote themselves like never before. People needed to get out and get active outside. Right. It was very healthy for you. Instead, more obesity increased.
Right.
Because in California, they shut down the beaches.
Shut down the gyms.
Many places, they shut down the gyms. But people trying to work out and exercise. And that was, and I'm a firm believer that your body, if you take care of it, the immune system, and if you got good, decent genes, you know, and you don't abuse your body, it does a pretty good job in self-healing.
Yeah, the Lord made a mighty, wonderful creation.
Well, and I got to tell you what, Soldier Boy, during the pandemic, I did both. Like, early on, they shut down the gym I got to, but I knew the owner, so we would just go work on the gym. Right. But then later in the pandemic, I got in amazing shape at the beginning, first few months, and then I got really fat at the tail end. I think it might have been eating too many Bloomin' Onions by myself.
I just don't understand either. Your guess, how is it that the governor of New York could send people that were, it was a proven fact that if you had COVID, and this was the group that was really endangered of, you know, dying, to send them into old folks' home and not one inquiry, not one grand jury?
Well, you're right. It was the number one, the worst mortality rate for the world for COVID was New York City. Whatever they did, you needed to do the opposite.
But again, no one held responsible. Nobody held accountable.
But the old folks home, you know, they're in that age group. They're in that health group. They're barely, you know, hanging on. You know, they might have a couple, four or five more years. But you send COVID people positive in there on purpose? I mean, it had to be an on purpose. What other forethought could you had? You could have sent them to a gym and a basketball and a high school gym.
Yeah, it seemed like there was a lot of intentional evil going on.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm just curious about that. Because I see the pre-existing conditions. And let me ask you another question. Is anybody ever going to be held accountable?
Well, that's what we're trying to do this week in getting rid of Scott Harris, who has clearly done a unbelievable... And his boss is the Hospital Association and Medical Association. You know, they've got to wake up and change their ways and certainly fire Scott Harris, because that's what our article, I would encourage you to read. I thought that, Joey, your article was really important.
Because of the lack of what he did or because of what he did?
Both. Did he do right?
There you go. Good question.
And it shouldn't even be structured that way at the end of the day.
Right.
He shouldn't be the one making decisions. And if we put somebody else in there, they shouldn't be the one making decisions. It should be the governor. It should be the legislature. You got to be accountable to the people.
Joey, I love it when people go down their one-way road and they look at you like you're the stupid one.
By the way, By the way, we begged for dialogue with Dr. Harris. We begged for dialogue. That was never allowed.
I got to run, man. Be careful in that one way.
I appreciate it.
Goodness gracious. And just a quick follow-up. Would you be satisfied with the reform that was proposed that the governor would appoint the state health officer, but it would be from a list of names given by the medical association?
Well, it doesn't matter. I guess it all depends on leadership. If the leadership in the government, in the governor's seat, if the leadership in the medical association, if they understand their roles, their responsibilities, and their limitations, then things will work out. But when you immediately say, we aren't going to dialogue with anybody, we're not going to hear from any dissenting voices, we're going to shut them down, and we're going to ignore them, that's a recipe for disaster that we have had to suffer through.
Well, we got to hit this break. More news and views afternoon after this break.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, River Region. This is Christina of the all-new Toyota of Montgomery. As a member of this amazing community, I want to assure you that our brand new dealership is all about you and your experience. At Toyota of Montgomery, we understand that a car is more than just a vehicle. It's a crucial part of daily life that helps us get to work, run errands, and create memories with loved ones. Toyota of Montgomery offers the lowest prices and the best selection of new Toyotas and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. We also pay more for your trade-in than anyone else. You can be confident you're getting a great deal, but it's not just about low prices. It's about building strong relationships with our customers and community. It's an all-new way to buy a Toyota. Come see me. I'm Christina. I want to sell you a car at the all-new Toyota of Montgomery. Or shop online at toyotamontgomery.com.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. It's one of the most important outdoor weekends of the year, and I don't think I could deliver any better news than this. Starting with today, mostly sunny, comfortable humidity, high around 83. Partly cloudy, cool for May tonight, overnight low 59. Tomorrow's high about 81. We'll be in the upper 70s to near 80 on Sunday. Plenty of sunshine both days. Just very comfortable. And how about this for Memorial Day Monday, with a high temperature up to about 84. Perfect day, lots of sun, very comfortable again. Well, the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Back to News and Views afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Vedder now, Sky Mosley here too, as is Dr. Stuart Tankersley. And I just want to throw this out to you, Doc, because it's a story that caught my attention when it broke last night. Did you see that the FDA has approved Elon Musk, he started the company, but Neuralink, to start doing human trials with this microchip in the brain.
Hmm.
Yeah, and it's just broke last night, and I don't know how to feel about it, because there's one aspect of it is, hey, you could install this chip, and somebody who was a paraplegic can now walk again, or somebody who had speech pathologies can now talk again. That's some of the promise, but then you get an other aspect of, and Mussey has described as a third layer of the brain. And which makes sense, but you got to start worrying about, like, we get plenty of viruses on these phones we carry around. Okay, we're now going to have the computer in our head that gets a virus? The epidemiologists eat your heart out. I mean, that's nothing compared to what could be done with the digital world.
I don't know anything about this.
Yeah, well, I would say you might be fascinated by it. Because it's one of these tough technological questions. I generally think technology is neutral, and it's how people use it that add the evil or good part and component to it. But they've been doing testing with monkeys for a long time, and it was just approved by the FDA to start doing human trials. I believe one of the videos I saw is they initially trained a tiny little monkey to get a banana like smoothie. It was like a big straw, and to get the smoothie to come down the straw, it's like play this video game with a joystick, and the monkey's smart enough to move and, you know, play the game. Well, while they're doing that, they're having the chip being trained to its motor functions. They then unplug the joystick. Monkey still thinks it's using the joystick, but it's just coming from the chip in the brain. And it's like, okay, that's a crazy step. And it just makes me wonder where we're going with this. There's a part of me that doesn't want to be microchipped.
Yeah, right? That's the ultimate question, is what's the fundamental moral principles on which you're operating? And just because you can do something doesn't mean you should.
Right.
Right. Well, and we've got just throwing another thing, because Friday out there, there's a movie I'm very much looking forward to coming out in late July by Christopher Nolan called Oppenheimer. And it looks, number one, Christopher Nolan makes great movies. And for him to take on that particular subject of the Manhattan Project, and I think the structure of the movie is, first it's the race to the bomb. Are the Nazis and Americans going to hit it first? But then it becomes, once they succeed, and this is true to history, Oppenheimer's like, oh my God, what did I do? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Emphasis on, oh my God, like, what did I do? And I think that brings up that question of, just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Right.
And so
we got to get back to the basics. Who are we as a people?
Right. And how to begin that conversation in a holistic, like, national way, I don't even know. I think it comes back to the topic at hand of leadership, I suppose. Mm-hmm. Well, another movie coming out is Napoleon. I don't know if we need to go that way, but Ridley Scott with Joaquin Phoenix as Napoleon.
Oh, some I big historian. Yeah. He was a wonderful strategist.
Oh, yeah. And that's where Churchill got the idea for those catnaps, actually.
Napoleon also had the quote, most of history is a set of agreed upon lies. And I've always admired him for that.
That's
interesting.
Well, he learned that from Caesar. And when he read his own autobiographical, like, here's how the battle went, he was always making stuff up.
A great deal of it. Yes.
Yeah, he knew the propaganda. Let's go to Debbie for top there break. Hey, Debbie.
Hi, guys. I'm glad y'all are all there together, because I have a good question for the doctor, Dr. Tankersley. If you would, give me a little bit of an idea of what's going on with these spike proteins. I did have the COVID the very first year. It was really bad the first time I got it. Of course, the second time was nothing. But when I got over it, it lasted about 10 days. When I got over it, it was unfortunate that I had the long COVID. And it was pretty significant for a while. It's gotten a lot better. But I heard somebody saying that you can detox these spike proteins.
Yes, ma'am.
If you could touch on that. And the second question is there a difference between the spike protein that you get when it's a natural versus when you get it from the vaccine? And I heard it replicates. And can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah,